This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Revolution, Murder and Traffic Wardens. Part 1 by Hayden Jones.
It wasn't always like this. I used to have ideals. Go on marches. Play guitar. Well, I'm not the type to plan, more of a spontaneous person, you know. I just go with the flow. But once I've graduated, I'll probably go travelling for a year.
Where should we get this shit? I know a guy who can get us way stronger shit.
Should we open the window?
Yeah, I think I might go travelling too, for a few months, before I get a proper job.
Proper job? Won't catch me doing that.
You can't spend your life running around music festivals and going on marches, Mike. No one wants to go on your missions to the city now anyway if you insist on walking everywhere. Who marches to a march?
I'm the secretary of the Protest Society. I'm an outsider. I'm a revolutionary. I smash the system.
Why can't you get public transport like a normal person?
Michael, come along. It's our stop. Michael? Michael!
No public transport. If you think about it, if anything, public transport kind of is the system.
Much stronger. I could call him now or page him. This guy.
One thing you won't catch me doing is joining the rat race. One thing you'll never see me in is a suit. Mike Crilly sells solutions. Yep. On it, Stu. Bugger. No! Wait! Stop! I'm just about to move. I had a work emergency.
Sorry, sir. I've already begun the process.
Bugger! Come on! Into your box with the others. Bloody Jobsworth wardens. This is what I think of your tickets! How did this happen?
How did what happen?
This! All this! Jobs, wives, mortgages, responsibility. We were supposed to smash the system, not become it.
We grew up. You're the one who married a police detective. And those who smash the system tend not to have a steady income.
Do you want to get wrecked? I know a guy who can get us some stuff, if that's what you mean.
I don't want to get wrecked, Rupert. You don't know a guy.
I know a guy.
No, you don't.
I know a guy.
What's up, mate? John some crisps?
I want to start something. Rise up. Protest, change the world, like we were going to.
I know a guy.
I had to find something. A cause that meant my life wasn't meaningless. I had to show myself I could still change something.
We're getting on the tube, mate. See ya.
Another ticket! Into your box, you little... I know what we're going to rise up against. It was genius. It couldn't fail. People would join me. I just knew it. There are three certainties in life, and they are these. Death, taxes, and communal hatred of traffic wardens. Kate, I have had a brilliant idea. It's brilliant, you're going to love it. It's going to solve all my problems because it's brilliant.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm driving.
Of course.
Tell me, What are the three certainties in life, Kate?
There are two, death and taxes.
Wrong! There are three! You forgot communal hatred of traffic wardens.
You got a ticket again. Does your brilliant idea that will solve everything involve paying the fine on time?
No. No, nothing like that. I said it was brilliant. I'm going to lead a revolution. I'm going to overpower the traffic wardens. Imagine it, Kate, the utopia. Parking wherever you can and wherever you like!
Beautiful.
Kate! Kate, can I have some friends round?
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm going out. Come on, Chutney! How? Another parking ticket.
Interesting.
Oh, need some petrol.
Back again, Mike.
I need some supplies. Have you got any big pieces of card?
Just these.
Just these? Ah, yes. Do you know what the three main certainties of life are?
That'll be £12.33.
It's not two certainties, it's three.
Any cash back?
It's death, taxes, and hatred of traffic wardens.
What?
Traffic wardens. They have risen to power, and I think it's time we take them down. I can't drive anywhere without getting a ticket. It's madness.
Why don't you just take public transport?
Ah, Mummy! Mummy! Mummy, my head! I'm stuck!
I'm Michael!
Mummy!
Michael, someone open the door!
Ladies and gentlemen, the next northbound train will be an Edgware train via Bank.
I thought you'd understand.
Understand what?
Nothing. Just the coming revolution. See you soon. So, clearly we need to do some planning if we want to get our message heard loud and clear. I've got stuff for placards. I'll be grassroots. Chutney, you're in charge of PR, yeah? Obviously, you're the face of the revolution. Rupert and Alex should be part of this too. The old gang! Back together! I should call them. You're right. We're going to need code names.
I thought the postman always rang twice. It's you.
Oh, good. You're awake. I've had a brilliant idea. It's brilliant.
Do come in. Don't wake Tim, though.
Alex, what are the three certainties in life?
There are only two, death and taxes.
Wrong, there's a third, universal hatred of traffic wardens.
I don't hate.
I don't want to hear it. Yes, you do. Everybody does. The three certainties. So I thought we'd start with a rally. I've sorted PR and we've got someone really special fronting the campaign.
What campaign?
Well, I say campaign, I'm hoping revolution.
Revolution?
Nothing less, Alex. Anyway, I've made these.
Jeez, Mike. These look like Chutney made them.
I thought you could, you know, smart them up a bit with your Photoshop and techie stuff. The message is there, it just needs zhooshing.
Is this a joke?
No, it's a campaign, hopefully turned revolution.
Against?
Traffic wardens.
Okay, is this not a bit dramatic? Just to get out of a ticket?
This is nothing to do with tickets.
Nothing to do with tickets.
No, it's about human rights. Anyway, see what you can do. I'm off to see Rupert.
Bye.
Roops, what are the three certainties in life?
Death, taxes and hatred of traffic wardens.
You beauty. My place. Tonight, we're taking those bastards down a notch. Thanks for coming, guys. Ah, the placards. Are you sure these new slogans have the same oomph, Al?
I thought it best not to wave around signs with inflammatory messages in central London. The climate, you know.
I do know. Come on in. Stick him in the hall down there for now.
Yeah, all right, fine.
All right, okay. Good.
Fine.
Okay, nice work.
Just as I thought. Now, has everybody got a coaster and some squash?
Yes.
Good. Let's get started then. My name is Judy Sponge. Welcome to Warden Welfare for Traffic Wardens Under Pressure. You can start. Times you have felt menaced by the public as a warden. This is a safe space. Go ahead. Tell me every detail. Drink your squash.
So, you've actually started publicising this? This is a real campaign?
Turned revolution. I've started a blog and sent an email to my local MP and the paper. I even got a Twitter account. Look!
Kill a traffic warden.
Brilliant. I know a guy...
Kill a traffic warden?
No, I ran out of letters. Killer. They are killer. Like the ticket fines and stuff. They kill you. I wanted it to be catchy. Alex, are you sure these slogans will get our point across?
Yeah, I think they bring some balance.
At killer traffic warden. Brilliant. I'm following you now. I'm at mafia roops. All one word.
I think I'm going to call it a day. A bloody traffic warden's copped it on your car.
Oh, what? But I've got a permit.
No, he's dead, Mike. And you've got a Twitter handle telling everyone to kill a bloody traffic warden.
Killer, not kill-er. What's that got to do with anything?
We need to call the police, and you need to delete that Twitter account.
If anybody understands abbreviations and social media, it's the police.
Yeah, they're not going to lock us up over a Twitter account. All night that took. How am I going to explain this to Tim and work?
Drop them a text. They'll understand.
Yes. Soz didn't come home last night. I was being questioned by the police with inquiries for traffic warden murder. Winky face, surprise face, lol.
Oh, no, I think it would be bad PR for the revolution to associate ourselves with a murder.
Yes, a murder would really put a crimp in the campaign. Will you listen to yourself, Mike?
You're right. This can't be covered up. What would really look good is finding out who done it.
This isn't a game, Mike. You're not in the famous fucking five.
Oh, Alex, I'm well aware this ain't no Enid Blyton.
God, really changed you, doesn't it? Being inside, seeing things.
I assume the police tape all along our street is related to why you weren't home when I got in last night. Get nicked?
Yes, but it wasn't me.
I was joking. I saw you were taken in for questioning.
Kate, I'm going to have to go off-grid for a while.
Off-grid? Who do you think you are, Jack Bauer?
This is going to take longer than 24 hours, Kate.
Mike, they need me at the station now, so I'm going to have to get your whole explanation later. But listen to me, you aren't a teenager anymore. This is serious. Somebody died. There's no need to be a drama queen about it. The police will handle it. Don't go acting weird and raising their suspicions again.
But I wasn't acting weird. It was more serious than any of us could imagine. Revolution was in the air and I was leading it. Don't you think it's suspicious that just as my traffic warden campaign, soon to turn revolution, gets started, a traffic warden is found dead outside my house?
We'll talk about this when I get home. When I get home and you're still here, yes?
I'll be here.
I would not be there.
I promise I won't be late. Why don't you pick up something nice from Halliday's and we'll have a proper home-cooked meal?
Will do.
All right. See you later. Love you.
Love you too.
Hello, Mike. Almost didn't recognise you there. Be with you in a minute.
OK, Mr. Halliday.
Mr. Halliday, I understand you display community notices in your window.
Aye, I do.
Excellent. I have a notice for your window for Traffic Wardens Under Pressure. It's a support group. You remember my late husband, don't you?
Oh, aye, aye, aye. Proper Cuthie.
Yes, a gentleman to the end. Please distribute these among the community and I'll just pop this one up in your window.
Okie dokie.
I'm most grateful.
The things you see when you haven't got a gun.
What's a Cuthie?
Well, any man that could put up with her. I used to deliver to a neighbour near them. Always having a right ding-dong, her and her late husband. Hey, did you ever meet him?
No, before my time, mate.
Well, they weren't spoiling another couple, let me tell you.
What happened to her husband?
He died. Will you be having any meat?
A joint of beef, please.
Hey, you seen the news? Terrible, this murder business. I hear it was a traffic warden that snuffed it.
Yes.
Right on your street, I take it?
Yes.
I heard you were planning on some community action about the traffic wardens. Funny business. Oh, here you are, lovely bit of meat, this. That'll be £25. Meet me behind the shop in 5 minutes.
Thanks.
We couldn't talk there. It's too public. First of all, let me ask you straight up. Did you kill the traffic warden?
I've never killed anyone in my life.
I know judgment here. Those traffic wardens ask for it. It's understandable. Always trying to stop people parking outside my shop. Bad for business. My cuts are the largest in the trade. People can't carry them far. They have to park outside. But still, we've all got to have a gimmick. Suspicious though, isn't it?
You think I'm being set up? But there are loads of people who hate traffic wardens.
Oh, I don't know. It's too soon to tell. There's that Judy Sponge with her posters and support group, don't forget. They have a wee gang together already, I've seen them. Badges, the works. She's getting them all head up.
What did happen to her husband, Mr. Sponge?
Oh, Sponge? Yeah. Mr. Sponge was a traffic warden. Died in a road rage incident. Must have been before you moved here. Never caught the driver.
Did you hear that? Shit! Oh, shit!
Wish! Don't panic. Grab a leg.
Is that wise? Should we be dragging him like this?
Where's the harm? Drag is not going to kill him anymore, is it? Now, come on, grab a leg. Help me put him in the fridge. Well, we know one thing's for sure. We're being set up and we need to solve this.
I knew I should have gone off grid.
Mike, I'd prefer it if we kept this between ourselves. Bad for business and all that.
Who would I tell?
Fair enough.
I think I might go for a drive.
Before we start this meeting, it must be acknowledged that, unfortunately, two very, 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 very dear members cannot be with us this evening due to mitigating circumstances. These precious lives were snatched away too soon. But still, it's the circle of life and it moves us all.
Isn't that the Lion King?
Yes, it is. You can't beat a bit of Elton John.
Our dead are never dead to us until we have forgotten them.
George Eliot. Lovely.
All these moments will be lost in time, like tears in the rain.
Ah, oh, Blade Runner.
There are two certainties in life, death and taxes.
That is a highly inappropriate thing to say. Drink your squash.
Mike, the police are here. They wanted to ask more about this Twitter account.
Sir, we found a blog.
Oh, good. The link works, then.
That gives us reason to believe you are instigating a breach of the peace and encouraging others to commit hate crimes against traffic wardens. Sir, are you a terrorist?
What?
We've looked at your history, sir. Organising a student march across London without prior permission.
Oh, no. You see, I was secretary of the Protest Society at uni.
The Protest Society, sir?
We were on our way to a march, but I couldn't organise a coach and we weren't all going to fit in a taxi, so we walked. It was an organised, peaceful walk to a march.
Or didn't you just take public transport?
Mind the gap.
Mummy! Mummy!
Look away, Jimmy.
I've been in a dark place.
Sir, we believe you plan to incite a revolution.
Well, it's more of a campaign just now, but with the right PR, I...
Mike, don't!
Oh, shh. I know a guy. Don't bring the dog, yeah?
Soon, Mr. Sponge. Traffic wardens will get their justice.
Rupert! What's going on? There are two dead wardens and the police are at my house.
You said we'd keep that between ourselves.
It's not two dead wardens. It's three.
Ah.
She was right by my van. Thought I'd put her in the back for a night. Don't want my business to be associated with this business.
So to disassociate yourself, you put the body in your van and have been driving around with the corpse of a warden rolling around in the back.
Keep it to yourself, Mike. You know how it is. Don't want to go back inside.
You had a police interview. That's not inside.
Yeah, it is.
Is Mr. Halliday the butcher the guy you know?
Oh, yes. Yes, he is, Mike. I'd also like you to keep that to yourself, if you would.
Mr. Halliday?
As I said, keep it to yourself.
Mr. Halliday?
I don't want to talk about it.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, God. Why have you hung the bodies up by their feet?
Health and safety.
So what's this? Some sort of sick vendetta against wardens or against us? And wardens? Our wardens are allies now? This will ruin the campaign slash revolution.
There's someone out there who hates traffic wardens even more than you, Mike.
I don't hate them as such. Hate's a strong word. I mean, I hate them, but I don't feel homicidal towards them.
Somebody does.
I do. Not enough to act on it.
No. There's somebody with a brain behind this. Who else was involved in your campaign, Mike?
Well, we were very much at the beginning of campaign slash revolution. It's still new. We don't even have a proper manifesto yet.
Who was part of it?
Me? Rupert here got it straight away. And Alex.
Alex?
Alex. Well, would you say you know Alex, Mike?
Alex? He's my best friend, but one of my best friends. We've known each other since uni. Why?
It would have to be someone who knew about the campaign. I think we've got a rat in the house.
What are you saying? That Alex? No, not Alex.
But would you say we really know him, Mike? I mean, who is Alex?
Alex! Rupert, you've known Alex. We've known Alex coming on for 22 years. I think we'd have an inkling if he was a homicidal maniac.
This is true, Mike. But I will say this. Always the quiet ones.
Roops, come on!
We have to check all the possibilities.
Yes, but not Alex. I don't think he has the time.
He was moody about those placards he made.
He changed all of my catchiest slogans.
Could have been the thing to tip him over the edge.
One thing's for sure.
You need to lay low, mate.
Alex Creasy.
Are you in the office?
Yes, I tend to be in the office when I answer my office landline. Who is this?
That's not important.
Okay, well, I'm very busy, mate, and I think you're wasting my time.
No, wait. Meet me in the Anchor at 7.
See you then, Mike.
What?
Hello?
Kate? When did you last see Mike?
And he just backed out of the door. He said something about going off-grid, but I thought it was just Mike being dramatic. And now...
Now, it's like Mike seems a bit guilty.
I've been so busy with work. I'm hardly ever home, and when I am home, all we talk about is how he hates his job and parking fines. Maybe the last ticket tipped him over the edge.
And I don't think you think that either.
It's not Mike.
Kate... If the police were round, though, and he ran off...
Yes, it's a bit suspicious and weird, but...
I have to meet someone at the pub. I will be in touch, though.
Alex, do not get sucked into whatever scheme Mike has set up. If you see him, just send him home. This is too much this time.
Hold still, mate. Just a bit more. No one will recognise you.
Are you sure about this?
Do you want to do this or not?
I want to do it. I just don't know if a fake beard's taking it a bit far, but yeah.
Then hold still. It's looking really good, even if I do say so myself. In fact, I might do myself after this. I am involved, after all.
Done?
Okay, mate. Take a look.
Mate, have you blacked me up?
No, mate. You just look a bit swarthy now.
I look like a...
Don't look like you, and that's the point. Hang on, finishing touch. Digging those shades.
Roops, mate.
It doesn't look like you.
Well, yes, I could never grow a beard like this. I'm sure lots of Hell's Angels leave the gang to answer their calling to become traffic wardens.
They still dole out law and order on parking.
Wardens have no law.
Mike, do you really think it might be Alex?
I don't know. Mr. Halliday seems to think it's possible. But Alex, mate? Give me that mirror. I think we should at least trim the beard.
Oh God, yes.
Oh God, what have you done?
Hello.
Oh, I hope I wasn't right.
Ow, it's me, Mike.
First rule of disguise, Mike, if you can call roadkill sellotape to your face as a disguise, is that you don't arrange to meet a mate in your local.
Did you guess?
Oh no, Mike, oh no, I did not guess.
Oh good, I've had to go off grid, as you can imagine.
Well, no, I think that's more what Rupert might imagine.
How did you know I was with Rupert?
Hunch.
Listen, mate, we need to talk. It's about these murders.
I'm listening.
How do you feel about wardens?
Compared to you, ambivalent.
How do you feel about me?
You.
Me and the campaign slash revolution. You wouldn't try to sabotage it, would you?
No. I mean, I thought it was one of your stupid schemes, but I would never sabotage something you did.
Okay. And how are you feeling? You know, in yourself, not too stressed, close to breaking point?
I'm a bit anxious, yeah. Turns out having your best friend show up in disguise after a warden's been murdered makes me antsy.
Yes, I can see that.
But Mike, really, how are you? Have you been under a lot of pressure lately? How's the job going?
Job's shit, mate, but otherwise fine.
Hmm. And your marriage?
You've been talking to Kate, haven't you?
No. Yes. She's worried.
She's so busy with work, she probably hasn't noticed I haven't been home.
No one is too distracted or busy to notice their spouse abscond from the police. You know, technically, I should be reporting you right now.
Huh?
You ran out on the police!
Oh, that.
Yes. Kate noticed.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, indeed. What are you doing, Mike?
Best not to use my name in public.
What are you doing, man I have never seen before?
Well, to be honest, I'm in trouble.
Oh, that I know.
But it's not my fault. I've got to get to the bottom of it. Someone is trying to bring down my campaign slash revolution before it's even begun.
Drop the campaign slash revolution. It's never going to happen, and it appears to be dangerous.
Not until I know who is behind this.
No, that's a police matter, surely. Do you even have a suspect?
That's partly why I wanted to meet you here.
Why?
We thought it might... Well, we thought it might be you?
Me?
Doing the killing and sabotaging.
The killing and... You realise you made me miss date night for this. Tim's furious.
Sorry, mate. Had to know. I didn't want it to be you or anything.
Suppose I should say that I cancelled date night to meet you because I...
You thought it was me!
I thought it was a possibility.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
What now, then?
I don't know. I suppose you've made your choice. We better find out if someone is framing you and why.
Well, there's only one way to do that, mate. We're going in. And the revolution was back on.